Yo, Lolly Stone. Yeah, Lord, we in here. You feel me? I welcome you.
You're a glad sight to see.
Baby girl, you're a sight to see. You are the one for me. Yo, after the pain, a flower bloomed. One would wonder how two could be so in tune. It's like a cloud, the way the love filled the room. Cleaned up my dirty life, now they watching her jump the broom. Have you seen her? Long hair, shorty, thick like Serena. It's a pleasure to be her groom, she my sunshine. She brightens my every mood, planting my seed. My garden is in her womb, 10 months of watching you bloom. Increasing me with plenty fruit. Nah, I ain't gad, but she blessed me with the truth. And for that, I went back and took the X's out my loop. No X's and O's for these hoes, just a salute. Like, after the pain,
you come.
Yeah, you came and loved me, girl. You came and loved me.
And
I welcome thee.
You're a glad sight to see.
Baby girl, you a sight to see. You are the one for me. Even though Eve caused Adam to sin, he never left her. They struggled in that wilderness together, my little baby, about whatever. Let me tell you about the first time I met her. I was riding out of Cali with the fellas. She was on my right hand side, wearing hoop earrings, gray sweats, and some Jordan 11s. I ain't see her face at the time, cause I was creeping from behind. But when I saw her, I could've died and went to heaven. She was on her way to class and I was headed to practice. But no quarterback could pass on this action. So I hit a mean U-turn, kick game like a punter. And eventually, you know I got a number. But all of that was
after the pain.
After the pain.
You
come. Yeah, you love me, girl. I know you love me. I welcome thee.
You're a glad sight to see.
Baby girl, you a sight to see. You are the one for me. From the belly of a goddess in the scrotum of a king, out comes another blessing that was sent to you and me. Through all the pain, our child is free. I thank God you were sent to me. Through retrospect, I look back and see we meant to be. Beautiful flower, you're an angel that was lent to me. Reading your sweet songs, your brown eyes got me drifting like a deep song. If loving you is right, how could I be wrong? So I swallowed all my pride, left my haters on the side. I did it all just for you and me. Even in a room full of queens with my eyes plucked out and blindfolded, you the only one I see. And all of that is
after the pain.
After the pain.
You come.
Yeah, I know you love me, girl. I know you love me.
True story.
I welcome thee.
Oh yeah. You're a glad sight to see.
Baby girl, you a sight to see. You are the one for me.
What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. Welcome to an extra segment I like to call Shangri-La Sunday. And I just come, I'm here, I'm bringing you, that was, by the way, Ghetto Fit. He's a spiritual warrior and a gangster at the same time. And his music is geared towards, you know, spiritual awakenings, even, you know, talking to brothers out on the streets still, like, hey, you know, you're following the wrong path, move it this way. He's talking about real love between a man and a woman. He's not talking about, you know, throwing dollars in the air and strippers and stuff like that. No, he's talking about some real issues. So I decided to put him on today and feature his music. Because, as always, the Guru Death never, ever does anything for nothing. There's always a method to my madness. Even though, when I talk, I might skip around all over the place and tell you what my dog did yesterday. And then talk about my daughter. And then tell you to send telegrams and shit like that. I don't know. I'm just speaking the words as they come to the top of my head. I'm really, really... I'm moved by what comes out of my soul, and I say what I feel, you know, and sometimes this shit could be very draining, I'll tell you that much, But without further ado, let me bring you some more of my bra, Ghetto Fit. And we'll talk. We'll talk. Trust me. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior. Peace. Don't forget, beats brought to you by Beast on the Beats. Go there. Instagram. It's your girl. Peace. I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Sway.
Yeah, okay. Resist the evil. The Lord said he'll bless you. So I'm shaking all these demons like I'm Devin Hester. Don't want to ball. They want to see me fall. So I'm shaking all these demons like I'm John Wall. Hedge of protection. I ain't worrying about no sack. Running circles in the pocket. I ain't worrying about no threat. Few verses for the demons. Keep them spitting like a tech. Small hole in the front, but in the back, they're like a train wreck. White chalk, I outline the streets of where your stain at. Satan coming hard, but you know I ain't complaining. I'm the Lion of Judah, and this time it ain't no taming. From the lineage of David, these giants I be slaying. He gon' leave his world a mess. All he need is out. Strange birds everywhere. Babylon is on his tower. He knocking down that tower, leaving you disconnected. The truth is, you should just respect it. Cause if not, you get rejected. It's real what you thought was reckless. Now go inherit a place prepared for all of the breathless. While we inherit a kingdom falling where all the wealth is. Not worrying about the drama or being subject to payments. Running, ducking from agents. He love his pops, but he was raised wrong. Lay you down over that bread like some provolone. Speaking life into the dead, that's what I be on. And spreading love to the streets, cause that's what I was shown. I don't need no pills and I don't need no liquor. Smoking is a sin, the word of God be my addiction. The Lord called the place, so I'm going long. If Satan try to intercept it, then he getting moss. Shabbat shalom, we really fast, no Ramadan. I'm real fast, you can't run alone. I keep my armor on, slaying these demons on my Game of Thrones. Chasing my dreams of running into the kingdom with my garment on. I ain't a fly, but I can see the hate from all angles. All of that evil gon' get you more stripes than a bangle. Resist the evil, the Lord say he'll bless you. So I'm shaking all these demons like I'm Devin Hester. Don't wanna ball, they wanna see me fall. So I'm shaking all these demons like I'm John Wall.
Okay, we back and we allin', coming back from the fallin'. Been a long time since we had our back to the waters. I heard the Lord knocking, I just answered the callin'. Had to murk the old man bed and I turn in the coffin. Righteous queens of Bethadish, new bodies over Bugattis. The same time he cutting short, they tryna stretch like Pilates. But the Lord passing by me, before and behind me. I see niggas changing faces like them chicks in the 90s. You see we keep commandments, people got questions, give them answers. But if they want that smoke, we give them cancer. The preacher see me, he better run. Cause I be sealed up like the youngest of the seven sons. I was in the spirit, I ain't tryna say I'm John. Even with a screw face like the demons got when they pay they funds. Who in the truth sincerely? Ooh, them precepts bring their clarity. Balls dropping jewels like it's charity. Righteous regardless, we leave that BS for tallest. The Lord had to pay the price, man, cause I can afford it. They ask why I don't show up to the classics no more. I tell them I be in the seven trying to get them all. And I ain't really about that fast life, trying to make it in the truth like I did when I lived in my past life. And I'ma live forever, so this is my last life. And since I lost my last wife, I face the east and I ask Christ.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome back. That was Ghetto Fit, Resist the Evil. Now, did you not hear the beautiful flow in that song? That was Flownastics. When I first heard this song, I called up Cyber Shots and I was like, yo, dude, man, that wasn't even verbal acrobatics. That was Flownastics, the art of being cool as shit and having major flow, right? So I was like, where can I get me some of that, you know? And he hooked me up with his friend, and here he is. That was Ghetto Fit. And basically, the man is a very spiritual man. He is an Israelite, which I believe Nick Cannon is part of that movement as well. if you look on my Instagram page, holy shit, man, I forgot. If you look on my Instagram page, you will see there was a picture I took of an Israelites. They're Caribbean. And it was a great picture because I greeted him in the way that they're greeted. A lot of Israelites are also Rastafarian. So it's like a Rastafarian Israelite type thing. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Now, you know, the guy has an amazing flow, but if you were listening, you know, he put in some words that you realize that you've heard before. And, you know, he was speaking life into what's going on in the streets. You know, I'm going to shake you off like you evil. You are the devil. You know, get off of me. Stop bringing your negative shit to me. And, you know, that's something I had a problem with somebody this week about, you know. It's just this person that I know. It's just, you know, not being treated properly because this, the other person is just there to just keep cutting her for something that she did not even do. And it's being done to her constantly. And I'm saying to myself, you know, if I was in your shoes, what I would do, you would not like. But, you know, it's been done to me before. She's talking to me about her mother-in-law. I'm like, look, I would just straight out say, my mother, I got things to do. You know, my dear, I have a mother too. You know, I do not, my mother would never disrespect me like that. I call you mother-in-law, yet you treat me like I am the one who cut you. And I can't go with that. I told my girl, I said, you know, that's what I would say to her. You can't just treat me any old way. I love your child. And if you can't understand that, then don't call my house. Because she let go of your hand to come to me. So you're like second fiddle, okay? So could you please just let us be us, you be you? You know, some parents just don't know how to let go, you know, and it's hard. I'm telling you, it's hard when you're used to having someone around you constantly, all the time, but that has to stop, because if not, I believe my poor friend might just lose her mind and her marriage. And so that's how that goes. So if anybody out there is in that situation or knows somebody who's been in that situation, please feel free to call me. Go on Instagram, go on Twitter, find me. The Guru Warrior. You know my name. Just find me and you will see. Tell me, what do you think about that? What would you do if you was in that woman's shoes? What would you do if you were the mother of the young woman that was going through that? What would you do? Would you go berserk? Would you start a fight? Would you go over the woman and be like, stop fucking messing with my kid? Would you? I asked her. I said, well, did you talk to your mother? She's like, well, I can't really get into it with her. Because I know she'll go over there and start acting crazy. I was like, oh, shit. It's like that. She said, I can see that fight. The senior fight. Oh my God. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring you some more ghetto fit. And don't forget, you got your beats by Beast on the Beats. As always, Guru's kicking it live, getting into your lives, getting into your heads. Whoever's listening, you really needed to hear this. So stay tuned. I got some more for you. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace.
Yeah, Lively Stone. Florida, we in here.
I'ma send a prayer to the east, cause I know the world got at least no infection, no. He just gon' kick your dope, leave your smoke, you headed somewhere worse than the streets. You gon' get purged of the beast, cause you chose to roll with your peace, but you would never roll in peace. Should've been rolling with me, now you getting rolled in the sheet, blood all over the street. Thought you was hard, but you weak. You chose to roll with the beast, doing all that evil like it's sweet. Nigga sold his soul for the cheap, bruh say he just tryna eat, but he gon' be dead in a week. The Lord said it's time for the reap. We see your judgment is meat, welling and gnashing the teeth, led to the slaughter like sheep. Chopped up and fed to the vines and eat. Bring him back, cut off his hands and his feet. Bring him back, Aberdeen, knock out his teeth. Gasoline gloves, where you catching that heat? Starving for life, give him razors to eat. Consistent pain, he ain't getting no sleep. Covered in darkness and feeling that heat. Told you before that torment ain't for me, but I tried to teach the truth, they told me chill, cause he ain't really trying to hear that. But now he's starting to see it's really real. You headed into that fire, I'm in the booth, dropping the truth. He popping tags, thinking it's cool. He throwing that cash, making it move. She say get fast, she say it's for school. They have no idea that judgment is soon. He in her ear, let's get a room. They get to the telly, the stripping resume. The goons outside, they plotting the move. Getting impatient and clutching the tools. Fingers is itching, give homie the blues. R.I.P. it's coming soon. They couch down, he leaving the room. He on his way home, got a little buzz. Goons was watching him off in the club, throwing up nothing but 50s and dubs. Stopped at the light and the goons ran up. They put about 30 rounds off in the truck. So many shots he had nowhere to duck. They took all his stuff, he's watching the chain. Couple of thousand, they all of his rain. Checked the script, but she was covered in brain. Took that whole person, whatever she made. Didn't even have time to pray. The Lord required their soul this day, but I tried to teach the truth, they told me chill, cause they ain't really trying to hear that. But now they starting to see it's really real. They head into that fire to be lit.
What?
Yep. You head into that fire to be lit.
What?
Yeah. They head into that fire to be lit.
Yep. What?
They head into that fire to be lit.
What?
They head into that fire to be lit.
Yep.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome back. Hope you are enjoying the Flownastics with your girl, the Guru Warrior. You know, I had a really long conversation with a good friend of mine. Today was her birthday. Happy birthday. You know who you are. She's an author. And she's very, we've known each other for so long. And you know, basically, we grew up together, and we were talking about our spiritual journey towards ourselves, and I'm like, yeah, that's all I seem to talk about these days, but you have to talk about it, because if you stop speaking life into your spiritual journey, it will rot, and you will start speaking negativity. You also have to remember, be careful the company that you keep, you know? And I say this to you almost every single time that I talk to you. There's a Jamaican saying, it's you lie with dog, you get flea. They'll pick up and bite you. Which means you lay with dogs, you get fleas, and they will bite you. And that's, you know, that is the honest to God's truth. And we were talking about, you know, our lives. When you're young, man, you want to experience as much shit as you possibly can. And sometimes you step in a pile of gum that you cannot get off the bottom of your shoes because you're not equipped with what you need, both mentally and spiritually. You know, you may have been taught one thing spiritually, and that really doesn't even matter. That's just religion. But I'm talking about really deep down in your soul. Do you really understand what's happening? Like, have you ever, you know, tried to meditate? It's really hard when you're young, but as you get older, you learn patience is the most definitely needed thing, especially when you have kids or dogs or cats. Oh, definitely cats, man. Evil creatures. I don't know why, but cats always give me the willies. Plus, I'm allergic to them. But I love cat videos. That's weird, right? It's okay to watch me watch your evil cat tear apart your kid's hair, or punch another cat in the face, you know, stuff like that. You know, cats don't care. They are just one with their universe. If they don't like something, they're gonna act out. Oh, shit, they're kids. Okay. Well, my dog is the same way. But she's a happy dog. She's not like, I want to bark and bite everybody. No, she knows if you coming at me with some horrible stuff. She's a pretty smart dog. She actually predicted a seizure, you know, that I had, and pushed me to go lay down. Like, you better lay down. She kept pushing me because she knew I was about to fall. And I did. But at least, you know, Mr. G was there to say, oh, she's falling. Get her. Catch me before my head hit the ground. That's what he says. Anyway, I never wake up with a headache, so I guess he's always right. Seizures is a very serious thing. Oh, by the way, shout out to Bruno and Michelle of A Hero for Epilepsy. Speaking about seizures, if you guys want to learn anything about that condition, or you know somebody who has that condition, the guru has that condition, and she's spoken with Michelle and Bruno often about having like multiple diseases and dealing with falling on the ground all the time. You know, it's wild. It's like you're on a constant trip and you lose space, you lose time, and it's crazy. You wake up later, your hair's all over the place. Either you're on the ground in the kitchen, on the floor, you're falling down the stairs. You could be anywhere. So I'm a walking disaster area. So my kids don't like to hang out with me too long. No. See, that's why I have to keep myself numb. You know, because if not, I'll be on the floor. And that's why, you know, I've been actually able to keep myself seizure free now for about 2 months. I'm really proud of that. And it has a lot to do with how I'm living my life now, and how I've been concentrating on loving myself and learning about myself to, you know, meditation and things like that, and trying to expose myself to different things, you know, like the music that I play and speaking to artists and learning their stories. By the way, shout out to Janai, right? El Maestro. His movie's getting ready to launch soon. I believe he's doing another movie. He's a reggaeton and a rapper from Harlem that I met in Brooklyn. And I met him in Brooklyn before he became very famous. And I'm seeing him on TV stations. And he's done a movie with Ice-T. And I played his music here on the station. So, you know, it's not like I'm just playing bums, you know, and people who don't know what they're doing. I'm playing people who are on their way to stardom. So you better know, you know, that, yeah, you heard it here first. Like Ignite in Jamaica, West Indies. Him too. Like Scrapdo and Shallow Matt here in Dirty Jersey. All the way in Atlantic City. That's a long way away. You think New Jersey looks like the size of a booger. But really, if you try to drive across it, it will take you a good 4 hours. I mean, I know California people are cracking up. You drive from one end to the state like 16 hours. Okay, it's nice. To me, that's a long ride. I'm a city person. I get on the bus and get off 10, 15 minutes later. I don't have time to be in car for an hour or two. you know? I like trains. They move fast. See, that's the problem a lot with New Yorkers. We just don't have the time. And when you get older, you realize that you really just don't, because you watch like 30 years pass by your eyes and you're like, what? Okay, this is my what birthday? And then you stop counting on purpose and just consider yourself 30 forever. Oh my God, it's me, your girl, the guru, giving it to you where you need to be got. You know, it's Sunday, man. It's a spiritual day. So I'm going to kick it some more with our boy Ghetto Fit. Last song, and Guru's going to put a bow on it. Peace.
Yeah. Lively Stone.
Lively Stone.
Yup.
You already know.
Florida, we in here.
Avatar on the beat.
7 days, I've been praying all week. These niggas is hoes, refer to them as Mystique. That nigga faking, he ain't really about what he preach. I ain't talking dope, but he be fiending for that deep. I'ma be honest, trying to come for me, you got a better chance of pronouncing the last name of Giannis. I'm a champion like Udonis, with the heater, with the gators. You can catch me with my brothers, going up like elevators. Sayonara, see you later, or maybe I won't. I ride by in a chariot instead of a ghost. Went hard for the Lord, just said I'm doing the most. Kept it real with my nation, not just trying to boast. Revelation 3 and 9, but you don't hear me though. This world's sick, but we the ones with the antidote. Running plays with the scriptures, call it give and go. Real scholars, every verse is an honor roll. Gotta be a Jew to understand these parables. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is who I do it for. Salvation, if you ask me what it's hitting for. I'm storing riches in the place that you don't even know. All state with the hands, they for whoever, bro. If you a troll, I'm that big bad Billy Goat. You good at playing games, Jason Tatum. I'm good at switching lanes on lanes, Jason Statham. Tall, dark, and handsome, I think that's why they hate him. Got game like Atari, bro, but you can never play him. Write songs and I fight good, the same tribe as David. Got anger like I'm Levi, but no, I am not Haitian. Slay beats like I'm Simeon, the boy ain't got no patience. If you play with my family, then your life I will be taking. Paper chasing, gotta keep that scroll on me. Keep a verse for any demon trying to roll on me. These niggas think they ballin', but the price was your soul, homie. This world wicked, but the Lord will never leave you lonely. Place kicker, the kingdom is the goal, homie. We soundin' alarms, and this is not no drill, wanted. Got all the diamonds in the world, but you still blind. With that 2020 vision, you can't see it's time. Look at your brothers and your sisters, how they all dying. Come in the truth, cause it's morphin' time. You doing wrong like pork rind. Not long, it's a short time. You led astray cause your leader's blind. They couched down like a old line and left you hanging like a clothesline. Ain't nothing changed but the chain. You see the hate still remain. You can see it in they pressing in they clothing line. You know the saying, if I'm lying, I'm flying. And if you know me, I don't play around. I detoured, I was hellbound. They say I am harder than vibranium. These demons, I be slaying them. You pump fake, I be jaying them. Get my power from praising them. That's my key, don't you play with them. Gotta leave them. He bringing them, ain't no stopping them, swaying them. He just chopping for laying them. Bye.
What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. I want to give a special shout out to my boys over at Good Guy Vapes. These guys, I mean, they cleaned out my vapor chamber, made it all nice and squeaky clean, tested to make sure the battery was working right. Filled, put in my little my filter screen for my pipe, and they, you know, fixed everything up, made sure that I got what I wanted. Asked me if I wanted to go change the flavor or go down in the nicotine, because I'm using this as a backwards get out of smoking card, you know, and it's really working. I'm not as nervous and I don't sound as deep, like, you know, what's up, it's me, the guru. Yo, how about that last song, Problem? I mean, that was like flow-nastic acrobatics. Flow-nastics and acrobatics at the same time. Shit, that shit was like, ooh. He brought that from the ether, like all the way down in the bottom of his soul. And he put it out there like, this is who I am. This is who I pray to. This is my savior, you know? And it's very difficult for people to get in line with something like that. And you need to, because if you don't, and like I say, you know, like I was saying in the last segment about meditation and stuff like that, and thinking positive, doing the right things, and treating your body properly, right? He's saying his body is a temple, you know, and all this other stuff. And he's absolutely right. And that's what took me such a long time to learn, you know, being that my body was rebelling against me since I was 8 years old. And I'm like, why should I even be nice to it? It ain't being nice to me, you know. But that's not the way things work. That's why I'm a grown-up now. I still have my issues, but at least I'm trying, right? But my spiritual life is a whole nother story. I don't call myself the guru for nothing. In fact, I didn't even call myself that. Somebody gave me that name. I was like, you know what? I'm a warrior too. And they were like, yeah. And everybody started calling each other warriors, you know. So we're all warriors in this game of life. But if you learn how to ride your spiritual flow and pull, you know, the truth and face life from the ether of your soul, you won't have no problems. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, as always, giving you something just to stick the hairs on the back of your neck and give you a little shiver down your spine. Y'all take it easy. Enjoy your Sunday. Get some rest. Get your spiritual self together. And try to go into this week a happy person. Smile. And stop cutting people that don't cut you. That's how. Okay? Try. Be kind. Be patient. Be loving. And bless your enemies. Because they got to answer for their stuff, not you. It's your girl, the Guru, giving you what you like, always. Peace. I am out of here.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.